Okay, Doug, we're not in a good spot. We're not in a good spot for it. Let's see, wait. Hey, I'm going to stop up here at State Park at Mill Bluff. Hold on. See if I can't get stopped at this crossing and then tell him where you're at. Hold on. Yes, sir. Amtrak number 7. We have an emergency on the train. We have a passenger that's pulled a weapon at one of the crew members. The passengers, we're stopped currently at milepost 231.2 milepost at a crossing called Hudson Street. And we're going to need police assistance as soon as possible.
Okay, I will call immediately over.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. It is not
special. You all right? You need help?
He has on a hand knapsack on his back. He has on a flag black shirt.
What side did he get off, Don?
I got my flashlight on. He has a blue mask on.
Give me a little bit more on the personal. Is he white, black, how tall?
I think Spanish or Mexican. He has on black jeans on. He has a white knife, a corrugated blade knife. He has a blue face mask on, a white cigarette bag in his hand, and a beige knapsack. And he has another type of hat on his belt loop, and he has a black cap on.
Okay, Hispanic male, approximately how tall?
He's almost, he's walking down still. He's on the right side, engineer side. A blue face mask, one of the surgical face masks. Black hat on. He has a knife, he has a white handle, about 8 inches, thick blade. A little hat.
I don't see him.
He's coming up, Gary. He's going to be on your right side. He's walking close to the woods, close to the brush.
I can't see anything.
Okay, I dropped my light down.
CBS dispatcher number 7, did he get off the train?
He's climbing up on the one of the rear locomotives now.
Trying to get on one of the engines. All right. Is it a knife or a gun? Okay, no gun, but a large knife. All right, thank you for the clarification.
7, Wisconsin dispatcher.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the individual's on the north side of the railroad, and he's walking toward the defect detector in the westward direction.
Okay, did he walk by you then? He's west of you, walking along the right-of-way, north side of the tracks?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. Description?
All right. Hispanic male, approximately 5'8", 6 feet tall, dark clothing, beige backpack. He's wearing a dark-colored skull cap. He's making his way across the highway now. Dark-colored clothing. And like I say, light colored backpack over.
His knife has a white handle. It's a white handled knife.
And does he have a coat on over?
All his clothing is dark colored. I can't tell whether he had a jacket or coat on. It's all dark colored. It looked like a checked black shirt, long sleeve shirt.
So he's walking west, and he crossed the highway too.
No, he hasn't crossed the highway. He's still on the north side of the right-of-way, walking between the right-of-way and the highway.
All right, so he's still between the highway and the tracks. Got it, over.
Yes, sir.
Well, at least he's off the train, over.
Yeah, I don't want to approach until, I don't want him to try to get in front of the train. I want to stay back.
Yep, just stay put. You're doing the right thing, over.
All right, so he has crossed the highway there, dispatcher.
Okay, now he's on the north side of the highway, over.
Yes, sir. He's on the north side of the highway, and I think he's walking in the direction of a building with a light on. Over.
Building a possible residence, over?
No, it looks like a commercial structure.
I'm just glad to know that he is armed and he is dangerous. He's really crazy right now.
Okay, just like you did here, he pulled a knife on the conductor. He is armed, over.
Yep, no, I've let the authorities know that, but nobody saw a gun, though, correct, though?
No, no gun, no firearm, just a knife, over.
All right, over. And was he upset about something they're asking, over?
I don't know, Don. What you know what tipped him off, what got him upset? Did you hear that dispatcher, over?
Yeah, I copied that, over.
Oh, he's disappeared from us. I don't see him. We don't see him anymore.
have a name of this subject, or?
Yes, he's supposed to scan through. Did you get that dispatcher?
I couldn't hear her. Timothy Waddle?
Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S. Traveling to Portland.
Okay, Timothy Thomas traveling to Portland, and where did he get on? Over
Chicago.
Got on Chicago.
Traveling to Portland, Oregon?
That's correct. Okay, thank you for the information.
Okay.
And CBS got dispatcher number 7. Middle name, middle initial, or date of birth, anything like that?
I don't think we get that deep as far as COB, but I mean, any middle initial end on, any contact information on the reservation, we'll stand by. Dispatcher, he is actually on the commercial property right now.
He's on the commercial property, and any more information that you guys could get for us would be much appreciated.
Okay, she's pulling up as much as she can out of the information. Law enforcement is arriving now.
Okay, very good. They're on the scene. All right. Thanks, sir. Over. All right, I'm going to drop off the radio, and I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. Over. And CBS got the Petra.
Law enforcement's here, and he's actually started a search. He headed in towards, I guess, the wooded area near this commercial property. He's away from us. You want to get away from here, we get away from here. You are 231.2, over. Track number 8, excuse me, number 7, Wisconsin Dispatcher.
143.
Mississippi, Wisconsin Dispatcher, go ahead, over.
Degrees, axle 5-2, no alarm. Link 1065, mile 231.3, out.
Number 7, no defects, 231.3, L-train number 7. Track 7.
Mississippi, Wisconsin Dispatcher is here, over.
Yes, sir. I don't know that you can have access to law enforcement. The law enforcement officer is searching at the commercial property, and the individual made his way further west up the highway. As we passed, he was in the dark, and there's another law enforcement unit headed toward him. It's up near the defect detector. Well, not near the next crossing west of the defect detector is where he's at now.
Next crossing west of the detector. Over.
Yes, sir. It's approximately 231.8, 231.9. Yeah, we left. Nectar wanted to get away. I wanted to get away from him. We saw him vacate. The police were there, and we're gone.
Okay. All right, when you get to Toma, why don't you just make sure to stay put, unless they may need to interview you. I don't know. If that's okay, I'll let you know soon.
Okay. We'll stop at Toma, and we'll stay put.
All right. We'll see what they say here. All right.
Who wants to handle this stop and get me in here? How about we just clear the crossing? We'll get the passengers off and clear the crossing.
I spotted you at the I spotted the 11 car because I got him in the 11 and I got him in the I think 14. So I'll pull you down as far as I can.
Okay. Yeah, they said stay put there so in case the police want to come and interview us.
Hey Gary, we'll do our first work stop and then I'll pull it down to clear the crossing.
Again, Don?
I said we're going to do our station work, and then I'll pull the train down to clear the crossing.
Copy.
Looks like about 5 cars. I'm going to pull us all the way down to the jet landing. Looks like about 3 good ones. 3 more. 2 solid ones. 2 more. 1 more. Another half to go. 30, 20, 10. That would be...
CBS dispatcher number 7.
Number 7, over.
Okay, I have not gotten the call to hold you, so you may depart Toma whenever you're ready. And just to confirm, so everybody on the train's okay? We're good to go there, over?
Yeah, I was going to confer a little bit more with my conductor. Obviously, she's quite disturbed. She was the one that came in contact with the individual. But, yeah, we're good. She says she's okay. Let me make sure before we get ready to get out of here. We're doing our first stop here now.
Okay, over.
Hey, I'm okay. I'm all right. We can still roll. I'm okay.
All right. You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
And if now is a good time, CP police need the full name of the conductor here, over.
The conductor is D.E. Garner. D.E. Garner. Don Garner. Over.
Okay, Don Garner. Is it D-A-W-N, over? Okay, got it. D-A-W-N. All right, thank you very much, over.
All right.
Don, I'm on the platform. You want to pull it ahead?
I'm calling him on the radio to see if he had any. I tried to get him on the radio to see if he had anybody. Jake, I'll just say, you want to pull the train down and then board back there just in case?
Copy. Break Amtrak, number 7. We pull 8 head. Give me 4 cars to clear that crossing.
All right, 4, here we go.
Amtrak number 7, we got 2. 2 more to go. Give me a 1 car now. 1.5 car now. 20 foot. And when you get it stopped, that'll do. Don, I'm in the clear. Tenant said he had nobody.
All right, there. Number 7, our platform is clear. Train is secure. Let's go and have all delayed and dropped.
All right. Complete, secure. Here we go. 241-5 clear. Amtrak, let me know your times when you're able.
Okay, clear. I'll give my time shortly. 7 and 12.
All right, 19-7, 19-12. Track 7, Wisconsin Dispatcher.
He's on his way, Don.
This is what I need. I need statements. He had a guy that was downstairs. I need some statements from all those passengers. He doesn't have to come up here. You guys can handle that for me.
Copy.
Gary, it says our times were 6 and 10. Excuse me, 6 and 10.
Okay, 6 and 10. Tunnel City, 25 Grand Crossing.
Tunnel City, 25 Grand Crossing out.
CB Wisconsin Dispatcher, number 7, over.
Train number 7, over.
If anybody's able to copy a phone number, if at all possible, I'd like to give it to you and have you call it when you get into Winona, over.
Okay, go ahead with your number.
Okay, area code 608-269-2117. That's law enforcement for the Tacoma area, over.
Okay, Sheriff's Department, the Tacoma area. 608-269-2117, over.
Sure, that's correct. And they're going to call RCP police, too, and they're going to determine more. And they wanted to know if we wanted charges pressed, so that's part of this, and they probably want to talk to you and the conductor about it, too, maybe. So just thank you for that, over.
Okay, yeah, we'll give them a call. You don't know that they actually apprehended him, do you?
Yeah, they did. They did, over.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good. All right, let me know if you're ready for your times and what times you're going to need.
I don't need anything except Tacoma. I just need Tacoma.
All right, 1906 and 1910 for Tacoma.
All right, very good. And did the incident actually occur at the beginning of it when you were, like, going through Camp Douglas, over?
Yes, let me think now. I was told at the point that I got real close to defect detection. Did you hear that dispatcher?
Yeah, I did. I think we're just going into the tunnel there, so I stood by for you. Yeah, I got all that. I'm happy everybody's okay. Over.
All right. I mean, I'm still trying to figure it all out. He tried to climb up on one of the motors, and then he came up and started talking a little bit, and looked like he, I don't know, I'm trying to figure it all out myself, so I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, so like I said, glad everybody's okay, and glad they got him, so, all right, yeah, so thank you for working with me on it, over.
Okay, well, thank you for your prompt assistance, thank you very much for getting them out there.
Yep, you're welcome, they got out there really quick after I called, so I was happy about their response time, too, over.
All right. So everything's good, and again, thanks for all the way around, down, and you as well.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, and we'll talk to you at Lacrosse. Over.
All right. We'll do that. Thank you, dispatcher.
And CBS Scott Spectra.
Hey, Gary, I got that copy of that phone number. I'm going to call because I do want to talk.
Okay. All right. Have at it. Right, approach diverging Raymore East, Raymore 25 Grand Crossing. Track 7 West, single main number 2, diversion cleared, Raymore.